Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Sometimes life reaches out and shoves a big stick in our bicycle spokes. Thank God he's with us, reminding us to press on. And here are some motivational quotes that helped me smile lately and motivate me and help me carry on. Whatever you do, always give 100%, unless you're donating blood. That's from Bill Murray. Here's Irma Bombeck. Seize the moment. Remember all those women on the Titanic who waved off the dessert cart. Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. Wise words from Thomas Edison. Zig Ziglar said, people say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. Battles are won in the trenches, wrote Chuck Swindoll, in the grit and grime of courageous determination. They are won day by day in the arena of life. The famed comedian Will Rogers said, even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. Charles Bukowski said, sometimes you climb out of bed in the morning and you think, I'm not going to make it. But you laugh inside, remembering all the times you've felt that way. The only place where success comes before work, said Coach Vince Lombardi, is in the dictionary. A diamond is merely a lump of coal that did well under pressure, said Mr. Anonymous. 88-year-old author Richard Bach wrote, here is a test to find whether your mission on Earth is finished. If you're alive, it isn't. And no list of quotations would be complete without some words from the great Winston Churchill. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. University of Pennsylvania psychologist Angela Duckworth conducted a fascinating study. She and her associates followed a large group of people over time, attempting to determine what personal characteristics separates those who thrive over those who just survive. The answer was surprising. One quality rose to the top. It wasn't social intelligence, good looks, talent, or IQ. It was grit. Grit, said Angela, is having stamina. Grit is sticking with your future day in and day out, year after year, and working hard to make that future a reality. Grit is living life like it's a marathon and not a sprint. Of course, the Bible has much to say about grit. One translation uses the word perseverance. The Old King James renders it long-suffering. James 1:2-4 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If you want to be mature and complete, lacking nothing, there's no fast track, no quick fix. Perseverance means we got to go through stuff. Keep on keeping on and learn to rejoice along the way. Romans 5:3-4 says, we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Back in the 80s, Billy Sprague, who had a great mullet, sang this song. Some days I found faith meant just tying my shoes, and it was all I could do to press on. So press on, mi amigo, press on, mon ami, though the night hides the light and the journey is long. Tie your shoes, my dear friend, and press on. Never forget, according to God, the best is yet to come. And if you need a motivational quote along the way, this comes from Charles Spurgeon, the prince of preachers. By perseverance, the snail reached the ark.
At Laugh Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, this ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful. What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.org and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter